Howdy, everyone. This is Parker James with America's Hot Barn Report. Today, we've got the pleasure of speaking with Senator Deb Fischer out of Nebraska. Senator, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good, Parker. How are you doing?
Well, I can't complain. I'm here in D.C. This is an absolutely beautiful city, and I'm glad I get to talk agriculture with you today.
Well, I'm excited to visit with you about that, but I'm also excited because I'm flying home when we're done today, so it'll be good to be back in Nebraska.
Oh, I'm sure you're ready to see the sand hills again.
Yes.
Speaking of the Sandhills, there's a new law that you're trying to present for the Farm Bill that will absolutely help a bunch of people in the Sandhills. It's the Last Acre Act. How is this going to affect people in rural Nebraska?
Well, I think it's going to help tremendously. Obviously, we need to make sure that everyone has the ability to be connected to broadband. The infrastructure bill that we passed provided funding for that. The Biden administration didn't get that funding out, and so we're working now with the Trump administration to get it out. But it's not just to have residences have that connectivity to broadband, to be able to take advantage of all the technology that's out there, for example, with precision agriculture. So we want to make sure that every acre is covered as well. That's why it's called the Last Acre Act. We want to have USDA to establish a strategy and have the resources so that we can have that connectivity across farmland and across ranch land, across rural communities.
I couldn't agree more. Senator Fischer, I've been in D.C. for the past few days. I've talked to quite a few different people on the Ag Committee, and it sounds like there's no talk anymore of mandatory country of origin labeling. I know that's an issue that a lot of people in the Sandhills care about. Do you foresee country of origin labeling happening in the future, and why or why not?
Well, I think we have an opportunity to extend that discussion now. So I guess I'm a little more positive on that. When we look at President Trump and his actions with trade and using tariffs as a tool, that's going to change our relationship with a number of countries. So I think that opens the door to have the administration have those conversations with other countries so that maybe we can see changes in the actions that currently are in place that would happen if the United States has mandatory country of origin labeling. So that opportunity to change that is out there. I know Chairman Bozeman has said that the Ag Committee might be looking at having some hearings about the ramifications of MCOOL. I think we just need to stay tuned. But again, those conversations could be taking place now in the future again.
I love to hear it. Thank you so much for your time, Senator, and thanks for all you do for the great folks in Nebraska.
Thank you, Parker. Good to visit with you.